Imagine being blind, and I don't think any of us can really imagine that unless you felt it, and you probably have no idea. I think if you sat down with Carol or Edna for a time, they would share with you what being blind or losing your sight or your vision means to them. This morning, we're going to see how Jesus healed a man who was born blind. He had never seen before in his entire life. And as we look at this story, it's going to become very clear that this is also your story. Jesus had healed you too, but from a different kind of blindness. Jesus literally changed the way this man saw the world, and Jesus has done the same thing for us. So Jesus and his disciples were walking along, and they saw this blind man begging. Disciples asked Jesus a common question when they saw the blind man. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? It was a very common belief back then that if someone was born with a disability, it was a punishment from God. Whose fault is it? This man was born without the ability to see. The disciples were wondering, what's going on here? And Jesus answered them, it was no one's fault. No one's fault. Look at the reason that Jesus gives for this man's birth defect. This happened so the work of God might be displayed in his life. God was going to do something. Certainly seemed like he was going to do something special in this man's life. Something big, gigantic. Something out of the ordinary, and being born blind was part of God's plan. The time to deal with this blind man and to reveal the glory of God was right now. Jesus told his disciples, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And Jesus here gives a hint of what he's going to do for this blind man. For those living in darkness, for those that are blind, I'm going to do something for them. I'm going to be their light. Then he spit in the ground, made some mud, put the mud on the man's eyes, and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And when the man did that, he was able to see for the first time in his life. I mean, can you imagine that, being able to see for the very first time? He could finally see people, what they looked like, what food looked like. He saw colors, the sky, himself, all these things he knew about but could never see. Now he could. His eyes were opened by the light of the world. Jesus totally healed him, his eyes and his ability to understand what he was seeing. But there was something else Jesus wanted to do for this man. The eyes of his face were now open, but the eyes of the man's soul were shut tight, but not for long. The text goes on to describe how the religious leaders of that day were spiritually blind. The eyes of their face were working, but the eyes of their soul were shut tight. Those religious leaders interviewed the man who had been healed by Jesus, and the interview did not go well. They didn't think Jesus could be connected to God because he healed that man on the Sabbath. They asked the man, and he thought, and the man said, he is a prophet, a prophet. And now we see Jesus perform even a bigger miracle. Jesus opens the eyes of this man's soul. Jesus found the man after the Pharisees had cast him out and asked him if he believed in the Son of Man. Tell me who he is, the man said. And Jesus said, you have seen him, and it is he who is speaking with you. And then look at verse 8, and here's the real miracle of all. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. The man became a believer, in contrast to the spiritually blind Pharisees. The eyes of this man's soul were opened wide by Jesus. And when he saw Jesus, he didn't see just a prophet or a man of God. With his brand new eyes of faith, he saw Jesus who he really was, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And that's when he bowed down and worshiped him. After Jesus healed the man, he said that that is why he had come into the world, so that the blind will see, so that he could give eyes of faith to those whose souls are spiritually blind. Did you know that you, all of us, were born into this world with eyes of our souls glued shut? We were born spiritually blind. You couldn't see what Jesus was. And you can't see Jesus. You can't really see who God is. What Jesus did for this man in this story, Jesus has also done for you. He came to you and he opened the eyes of your soul. He didn't use mud. For some of you, Jesus opened the eyes of your soul when he came to you in baptism. There, through water and the word, Jesus gave you eyes of faith so that you could see him, so that you could see God and understand and believe all these things that you have never seen or understood before. For some of you, Jesus gave sight to your soul when you were older. And he came to you through the word and opened your eyes with the message of the gospel. I forgive you, Jesus said. I died for you. You are my child and I will be your shepherd. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And that's how Jesus has opened your eyes to things about God you had never seen before. Jesus says, I have come so that you can see all things, so that you can believe in all these things and understand all these things and have life and have it to the full. I pray today's message does a couple of things for you. I hope first that it increases your faith, your love, and your appreciation for Jesus and what he has done for you in your life. I pray this also that it reminds you that there are people you know that you love and care about and enjoy being around, but the eyes of their souls may be glued shut. They don't see what you see. If only they could come into contact with Jesus, of Jesus Christ. In a few weeks now, we will not be celebrating Easter, but we'll be postponing it a little longer, unfortunately. But But what better time? You know, the time is now to present, to introduce someone to Jesus Christ. He can open their eyes. He can, so that they could see the grace of God just like you can right now. Jesus can make that happen. The time to do that, Jesus says, is right now, today. And as long as it is day, as long as the world is still existing, now is the time to share your Savior with others. And especially in these days now, with the threat of the coronavirus, people are searching. They're looking for something, somewhere to turn, someone who can take care of their fears. And you need to tell them that it is their Savior, Jesus Christ, who will help them. Night is coming when the opportunity to do that will be over. All it takes is one visit. One visit with the light of the world in someone's eyes could be open, just as it was in the case of the blind man. Keep your eyes open for those whose eyes haven't been opened yet. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.